want to talk about meeting people where they're at. I don't think that's correct grammar, but you know what I mean. Meeting people where they currently are in their life. I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but my family has a tradition where on the first of every month, we go to the bookstore and each person gets one new book. And mostly this is for my children, even though I look forward to it as well. It's mostly for my children to annoying parent, encourage them to love reading or something like that. Feels like something I'm supposed to do or I should try to do. But anyways, we're at the bookstore. We're in the kids section trying to find a book. And if you're a parent of young kids, 3, 4, and 5, you'll already know this. What you would have them pick is never what they would choose for themselves. They're always going to reach for that thing where you go, really, that's the one you want? Like, have you ever taken your kid to get a piece of candy or something? And out of the entire selection, they will pick somehow the worst possible choice. Some kind of colorful powdered sugar thing that you would never choose for them. Anyways, we kind of had that this most recent time. She had her mind dead set on one of those, it's actually one of those old books. It's cardboard, it has that gold trim on the side. It's maybe 15 pages. If you remember being a kid, sometimes people would have 100 of them stacked together. And they're so thin that even with 100, it barely takes up a single shelf. But anyways, as you do as parents, my wife and I had gathered a selection of books that we're trying to guide her towards. We're trying to make her think it's her choice, but we're really guiding her towards the ones that we would want her to have. And remember, our choices are a little more educational, nicer, they're hardback, they have some kind of a stamp on it for an award it won 20 years ago, those kinds of books, right? But she wasn't having it. She was going to have this Alice in Wonderland retelling of the movie. It's 15 pages. That is almost exactly the old movie condensed down. And no matter what we suggested, we'd gather the books around. Don't you want this one instead? Ooh, check this one out. No matter what we did, she wasn't having it. She wanted that Alice in Wonderland book. And it's interesting because my wife and I were kind of going back and forth on what do we do here? Do we just let her have it or do we kind of force the book that we would prefer her to have? It's going to be a book that she will grow with a bit more. It's a book that will last a bit longer. It's not going to be destroyed in 2 weeks when the pages get ripped. You know what I mean. But anyways, in this case, I was actually in my daughter's corner. Because again, it goes back to that idea of reaching them where they currently are in their life, reaching them where they're at. And yes, this book she picked is a crappy, poor retelling of Alice in Wonderland. There's really nothing special about it at all. And yet, I was still in her corner because she was excited about it. And if I had the choice between a book she is excited about and a better book that I have to force on her, I will almost always choose the one she is excited for, because that's our entire goal at this point in her life. The content of the book is very much secondary. It's teaching her how to build that habit and excitement for getting a book and wanting to dive in. Anyways, long story short, my daughter won that battle, and wouldn't you know it, she's been carrying that book around like a prized possession, even though it was seriously $3.99. So from that perspective, I'm more than happy to save a bit of money. But yeah, she's been carrying it around the last 2 days. She's read it multiple times. Today, she wanted to watch the actual movie. And as she did it, she had her book out in front of her. And she would sporadically turn the pages of the book to make sure that it lined up with the portion of the movie. And you know what? I call that a win. Because I'm pretty sure if we had forced one of those higher quality, more classic books, yes, it would last longer. It would have been here a decade from now, but I don't think she would have been carrying it around the house. And this is why I think as parents or teachers or guides or counselors, you have to meet them where they currently are in their life. Because as we've talked about in previous episodes, the goal is to get them excited. And once you accomplish that, they so often go into cruise control, where you're no longer having to force things on them. They're going to do it themselves. So yeah, from that perspective, and I think it's right, it's basic, I'm not saying anything overly original here, but I think it's right. From that perspective, it baffles me why fifth graders or seventh graders are so often assigned these classic books that were written 70, 80 years ago. I think they're important books to read, but for so many kids, it's like the first bigger books they come across that they are forced to read. And I just can't think of a worse way to get them to love reading. Not that they're poor books, of course, they are classics, but they're just so far detached from where the seventh grader currently is in their life. Assign them something they'd be interested in, and if Hunger Games or Harry Potter is that, then fine. If it means that they're home reading Harry Potter at night, that is a huge win. And as with everything in life, of course, as they keep doing it, they will slowly dig deeper and deeper, and they will reach for some of those more classic books on their own, when they're ready. I think it's really important that we apply that sort of thinking to all areas of life. And this is why, if I'm teaching PHP or Laravel, step one would never, ever be something like, let's discuss the bedrock and the makeup of a HTTP request, or what is HTTP, step one. It's important to know, and yes, it is the bedrock, but you're not getting anyone excited by forcing them to do that first. You have to meet them where they currently are. And where they are, in our case, is they see websites and they think, I would love to build one like that too. So let's show them how to get something running in the browser. That is step one. Even if it's as simple as a basic Hello World HTML page, we're going to get something running in the browser. They don't know the background of that request in the server and the rendering of the PHP, and they don't need to at this point. They'll get there, but they don't need that right now. We're trying to get them excited. And again, if you're successful, then they go on cruise control and they'll start reaching for that themselves. And I bet in your life, the exact same thing is true. All right, that's it for me and the Lyrica Snippet. My name is Jeffrey Way. I'll see you next time.